Title: Funky Drummer Ableton Live 12 Sampler Rack Masterclass for Heavyweight Sub Impact for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a funky drummer rack in Ableton Live 12 the way drum and bass is supposed to be built. Functional layers, controlled weight, and a resampling workflow that commits to sound. This is advanced. We're not just slicing a break and calling it jungle. We're going for tight transients, crunchy mid-bite, and that heavyweight sub-impact that actually translates on a big system without wrecking your bassline. Here's the core idea for this whole lesson. We're going to split the break into jobs. Tops do tops, body does body. Sub-impact is deliberate. Then we resample through chains to get glue and attitude, and we print multiple versions like proper DNB production. Clean, crushed, and smashed. That way arrangement becomes easy, and your loop evolves like a DJ tool rather than a static two bars repeating forever. Step 0 is boring, but it's the difference between pro and painful. Session setup and gain staging. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to sit at 170 to keep it classic. On the master, keep it clean. No limiter yet. Leave headroom. As you build, aim for the break channel peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Kick peaks around minus 8 to minus 6. And your master, while you're building, should peak around minus 6. Not because those numbers are magic, but because saturation and compression react completely differently depending on level. We want consistent, repeatable prints. Now prep the funky drummer sample. Drop the break onto an audio track. Turn warp on. For the initial alignment, use Complex Pro so you can get it sitting on the grid. Then right-click and warp from here, straight, right on the downbeat. Set the loop to 2 bars. That's a classic jungle phrase length, and it gives you enough movement to feel like a record, not a one-bar robot. Quick coach note, warp is a tool, not a lifestyle. Once the groove feels right, we're going to print, and that print becomes our dewarped reality. A lot of the snap comes back when you stop relying on warp in the final audio. Next, slice it to a drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients. Use the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset. One sample simpler is fine for the initial slice. The big move comes next. Upgrade the important pads to sampler. Open the drum rack and find the key hits, your main kick slice, your main snare slice, and maybe one hat slice if you want extra control. For those, replace simpler with sampler. Sampler is deeper, better filters, more envelopes, better modulation, key zones, and it's just more surgical when you want to turn a break slice into an instrument. Now we build this like DNB, layered by function. Think of three bands of responsibility: tops, body, and sub-impact. If you don't decide who owns which frequency range, everything fights everything, and you end up with loud mud instead of heavy music. Let's start with the tops layer. Air and grit, no mud. Group or isolate your hat and high percussion slices. On that chain, at EQ 8 first, high pass it, fairly steep, somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. The point is simple, tops shouldn't be carrying low mid weight. If you want a little shine, add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12k, just a couple dB. Then add saturator, drive it lightly, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. The goal is edge, not pain. Then add auto pan for subtle movement. Keep it tasteful, 10 to 25% amount, rated an 8th or 16th. And set phase to 180 so it becomes stereo motion. This is one of those jungle tricks. You keep the center clean for bass and snare weight, while the tops dance around the edges. Now the body layer, mid punch and break character. On the main break slices group, at EQ 8, if it's boxy, do a gentle cut around 300 to 450 Hz. Start with 2 dB down and a medium Q. Then a tiny boost in the 1.5 to 3K zone for bite, 1 to 3 dB, just enough so the break speaks on small speakers. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't about slamming it, it's about making it act like one record. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%, crunch 5 to 20. And important, keep boom at 0. We're not using boom for sub. We're going to do sub impact properly, on purpose, and in key. Now the advanced part. Sub impact, the thump layer. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. Funky Drummer is not a sub-heavy recording. If you try to squeeze sub out of the break itself, you'll get rumble, pumping, and low end that disappears in mono. We're going to build a dedicated thump that follows the accents we choose. Create a new empty pad in the drum rack and name it thump. Load sampler onto it. Put in a clean sine one shot, or a very clean sub hit you trust. The tuning matters. Pick a fundamental that matches your track key. Common DNB roots are G at 49 Hz, F sharp at 46, or at 55, but don't guess if you already know your bass key. Tune thump to the roots so it reinforces rather than argues. Set the amplitude envelope. Attack at 0, decay around 60 to 120 milliseconds. No sustain. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. We want it short and controlled. This is impact, not a bass line. After sampler, add saturator with 2 to 5 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Then EQ 8. Low pass at around 90 to 120 Hz to keep it focused. If something resonates in a nasty way, notch it, often somewhere around 60 to 80, but use your ears. Now program the thump. Go into the MIDI clip that's triggering your slices. Add notes on the thump pad where the main kick hits are. Optionally, add it on a couple snare accents if you want that old school slam, but be careful. Start with consistent velocities around 90 to 110, then humanize slightly once the groove is right. Extra coach move. Micro timing. After slicing, don't assume the grid is correct. Jungle swing is push-pull. Try nudging ghost notes later by 5 to 15 milliseconds, and try nudging certain kicks earlier by 2 to 8 milliseconds. Those tiny offsets are the difference between a stiff loop and that rolling, slightly impatient funk that makes jungle feel alive. Now we make it resample ready. This is the commit workflow. Create a new audio track called Print Break. Set its monitor to in and arm it. Route your drum rack track's audio to into Print Break. Now you can print variations quickly and you're not stuck in endless tweak land. And here's a big one. Clip gain before processing beats fader rides after. If you're resampling through saturation and compression, adjust clip gain on slices or on the track feeding the processors, so the chain gets a consistent level. That means when you compare prints, you're hearing real tone differences, not this one is louder, so it must be better. Alright, we're going to do three classic DNB prints. Print 1. Clean glue. On the drum rock bus, or right before you print, put EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. That's just removing useless subsonic energy. Then a glue compressor doing 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Optionally a limiter just to catch the wildest peaks, sealing at minus 1. But do not crush it. Record two bars into Print Break and consolidate. Name it clearly, like Funky Clean Glue 170. Print 2. Crush and Air. Duplicate Print Break to a new audio track or resample a second pass. This one is tops forward and gritty, and it should not carry low end. Use Roar if you like, or Saturator if you want classic. Drive it until you get harmonic edge, not fuzz. Then EQ 8. High pass hard, 120 to 200 Hz. We are deliberately removing low energy from this print so it can layer under the clean one without wrecking your sub. Add a shelf boost around 7 to 10k if it needs air. If you want extra grit, add Redux sparingly, a tiny downsample for texture, but don't destroy the transient snap. Print it and consolidate. Call it Funky Crush Air. Print 3. Sub-controlled smash. This is impact without messy low end. Put drum bus on the print and push drive and crunch to taste, but keep boom off or very low because we already built thump. Then multiband dynamics. The low band gets gentle compression to stabilize, not flatten. The mid band can be more aggressive if you want that chewed up jungle density. Then utility for stereo management. Keep low frequencies tight and centered. Big systems want mono low end. Also check the low mids, like 150 to 350 Hz. Saturation can make that region go wide and mushy, so don't be afraid to tighten it a bit. Print it. Consolidate it. Name it Funky Smash Controlled. Now, a couple of advanced sound design extras that will level you up. Phase check the thump against the kick slice. This matters. If thump and kick hit together, waveforms can cancel and your low end just vanishes. Print a bar of kick plus thump, zoom in, and look at the first cycle. If it's fighting, either nudge thump start, buy a few samples, or flip polarity on the thump chain only using utility. This one move can be the difference between massive and why is it thin. Make thump translate on phones. Sub-only impact disappears on small speakers, so make a controlled second harmonic. Create a parallel thump chain, high pass around 70 to 90 Hz, saturate until you hear presence around 90 to 140, and blend it quietly. On a club system, the fundamental still does the work. On a phone, that harmonic gives you the sense of punch. And for hats, if they start sounding like machine guns after resampling, use tiny random sample start modulation on hat slices and sampler. Just a little. Micro variation goes a long way. Now let's arrange like a proper jungle roller. Two bar logic, but with movement. Take your two bar loop and think in sections. For in a section over 16 bars, bars 1 to 4, Run the clean glue print, bars 5 to 8. Layer in a crush and air print quietly, like minus 8 to minus 12 under the clean. It should add edge, not dominate. Bars 9 to 12. Add occasional extra thump hits, but be disciplined. Choose landmarks, like the first bar of every 8, or end of a phrase. Restraint makes heavy moments feel heavier. Bars 13 to 16. Do a couple edits. Half bar stutters, a reverse hit, micro tape stops. Keep it like an edit, not a gimmick. For the B section, classic move. Drop to tops only for one bar, then slam back into the full loop with sub thump. That contrast reads huge in a club, because the brain perceives the return as louder even if you didn't change level. Arrangement upgrade. Call and response between prints. Instead of stacking clean and crush the entire time, alternate them. Bar 1 clean. Bar 2 crush forward. Bar 3 clean. Bar 4 smash. That contrast feels like a DJ is working the breaks.